In Sefer Tehillim, this is Shir number 36. We are using the commentary of Am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yerushalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of our hundreds and hundreds of Torah lectures online, all for free. That's at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 71, Pasuk 17. And the Pasuk reads, Alakim ni madatani min uroi v'adheina agid nifloi secho. O Hashem, you have taught me from my youth, and until now do I declare your wondrous works. From my youth you have taught me, given me a heart to understand, and to recognize that everything is from you. Therefore I declare your wondrous works even until now in old age. How and where did you teach me in my youth? You taught me by means of the Exodus of Egypt, when you commanded us to continue telling about it. Because you have taught me from my youth to recount your wondrous works that took place at the Exodus, I knew that this found favor in your eyes. Therefore, despite all my troubles, I do the same now. Until now do I declare your wondrous works. From my youth you trained me by the attribute of justice. As the Pasuk says, Elokim, I was a herder of sheep, as in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, as the Pasuk has found in the Chumash Bereishis. A lion and a bear came, and I fought them, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Having thus been tempered by troubles in my youth, I was able to endure troubles after I matured. I trusted in you. I knew that just as you performed wonders for me in my youth, so will you save me from other troubles. Thus assured, I could remain firm in the midst of my troubles. I knew that I would declare your wondrous works. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. V'gam ad zikna v'seva l'kim al tazveni ad agid zru'acha l'dor l'chol yovel gevurasecha. Even into old age and the hoary head, O Hashem, forsake me not until I have related your strength to the generation, your might to everyone that is to come. The singer pleads, just as your supernal supervision cleaved to me in the days of my youth, as we learned in the previous pasuk, so let it cleave to me even in old age and the hoary head, O Hashem, forsake me not, and I will be able to tell of your strength to my generation, your might to the generation to come. The expression al-dor means the coming generation. As in a generation goes and the generation comes, a pasuk is found in Sefer Kehelis. By the way, if anybody is interested, the entire Sefer Kehelis has been translated with the Am Lois commentary on tape or CD. I want to tell it to the present and future generations by recording it in a book. Accordingly, David says, even in old age and the hoary head, when I reach the age of 1670, forsake me not until I have related your strength to the next generation. I will tell your might to everyone that is to come. Similarly, the Torah says, one generation will laud your works to another generation and will declare your mighty acts. This is a pasuk that is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech's prayer was answered. To the end of his days, he related the mighty acts of Hashem in his last songs and utterances. If when a man reaches old age and the hoary head, he has no strength to perform the mitzvahs, let him teach others to perform them. Thus it says, for they will be a graceful garland for your head, the roshecha. As pasuk that's found in Mishlei, which our sages explain, read Lerusha Secha, to your authority. That is to say, when the Talmud Chacham reaches old age, everyone comes to him. They gather about him to ask for words of Torah. This is the meaning of he who rebukes a man after. If one teaches a person to follow him, shall find favor. Another emphasis says, even if a man has perfected himself in his youth, let him pray continually, that also in his old age and hoary head, he should increase his understanding. He will then continue to influence his entire generation. Thus we see that our forefather Avraham was greater than Hanoch. Although Hanoch himself attained the lofty state of an angel, as we find in Chumash Bereishis, his entire generation perished in the flood. Avram did not attain to the level of an angel, yet because of him, Hashem of the heaven became known as the God of the earth. Also we find this in Chumash Gracious. That is what David hinted at by saying, until now do I declare your wondrous works. Nonetheless, I pray that even into old age and the hoary head, O Hashem, forsake me not until I have related your strength to the generation. Enable me to tell of your strength to all men, your might to everyone that is to come. Let me teach them so that when you treat a man by the attribute of stern judgment, he will know your pathway and understand your conduct of human affairs. This also alludes to the exile. When the last generation will see that I could endure an exile for so long, they will understand that it was not by my own strength, but by the power of your strength. O Hashem, you have taught me from my youth, and what you taught me, your wondrous works, I now declare to the people. Because what one has learned in one's youth becomes fixed in the soul, I now do declare your wondrous works, but I entreat you that even in old age and the hoary head, O Hashem, forsake me not until I have related your strength to the generation, your might to everyone that is to come, in the day of my fertility as well, let me not cease telling about your strength to the entire generation. Pasuk Yotes, Pasuk 19. Yitzitkoscha lehim ad morom asher asiso gedolos lehim michamocha. Your righteousness also, Hashem, is to the high heaven. You have done great things, O Hashem, who is like you? Having asked for Hashem's help in the days of his old age and hoary head, the singer says, your righteousness also, Hashem, is so abundant that it reaches to the high heaven. Therefore you can strengthen my powers in extreme old age beyond the normal. You have done great things, O Hashem, who is like you? Who has the power to perform deeds like your deeds, or mighty acts like your mighty acts? Similarly, Moshe said, for what Hashem is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? A pasuk that is found in Chumash Devarim. Pasuk Chav, Pasuk 20. Asher yisani tzoros rabos v'ro'os toshu t'chayenu mit homo so'oretz toshu talenu. You who have made me see many and grievous troubles will restore me to life again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. David continues to explain his words. When you make me see many and grievous troubles, I know that they are from you. Restore me to life again by saving me from them. The scripted form of the verbs to perceive is plural, made us see, bring us up, an allusion to the future exiles. Although David composed the present psalm about himself, it encompasses the afflictions of Golus, exile. Just as he was exiled but finally returned to Shalim and extended the throne, so will it be regarding the Jewish people. Even as we sank into the depths, so will you bring us up again from the depths of the earth. That will be the great act of your righteousness that reaches to the high heaven. This righteousness is more sublime than the most righteous deed performed by any tzaddik, as it says, for the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards them that fear him. You have done great things already, as great as the splitting of the Red Sea, by which it is proper to say, O Hashem, who is like you? There is an allusion to the revival of the Jewish people in the future redemption. David says, I was steeped in many and grievous troubles, and you did restore me to life again. Hashem decreed upon him, behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, as found in Shmuel Beis. But then he informed him that his son Yedidya will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash, as found in Divrei HaYamim. Assuredly then you will bring me up again. Likewise, when my son will reign, you will increase my greatness and turn and comfort me. This will also be the pattern for the redemption of Zion. After the prophecy of Uriah will have come true, that Zion will be plowed like a field, as found in Sefer Micha, there will come true the prophecy of Zechariah, that old men and old women will yet again dwell in the streets of Yerushalayim, and every man with a staff in his hand. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Zechariah. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Pasuk 21, Terev Kudulasi V'Sisov T'Nachameni. you will increase my greatness and turn and comfort me. After you will have taken me out of troubles, you will increase my greatness. The singer also alludes to the redemption from exile. We plead that it is not enough for you to take us out of exile, but that you should increase our greatness beyond what it was prior to the exile. You should turn us away from the path of affliction and onto the path of comfort. Because in exile it appeared as if you had turned your face away from us, so now turn your face to us and comfort us. You will increase my greatness with the coming of the Mashiach, who will be the king over all the Jewish people. You will increase his greatness beyond what came before, and there will be no end to this greatness. This is indicated by turn, implying something round that is devoid of any end. There will be no end in time. Thereby you will comfort me. In contrast, the first redemption from Mitzrayim or Babylon did not provide comfort, since it was interrupted by another exile. Pasuk Chav Beis, Pasuk 22. Gam ani odcho bechli nevel amitcho lohoi azam lecho bechinor kedosh Yisrael. I too will thank you with the lyre instrument for your truth, O my Shem. I will sing praises to you with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. The singer says, because you increased my greatness, so I too will thank you with the lyre instrument for your truth, faithfulness that you especially bestowed upon me. O my Shem, I will sing praises to you with the harp for all the good that you bestowed upon the community of Israel, O Holy One of Israel. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Teraneinu sfosai ki azamra loch nafshi asher padisa. My lips will rejoice in song when I sing praises to you, and also my soul, which you have redeemed. When I thank you with the lyre and the harp, as we learned in the previous pasuk, I will also thank you with my mouth, and not only with my speech, but also with my thought. My soul, which you have redeemed from death, is for this reason duty-bound to rejoice in song to you and to praise you. Until now, I have justified the verdict of suffering that beset me, and I pronounce the benediction, blessed be the true judge. But when you restore me to life again, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth, then my lips will rejoice in song. I will sing praises to you like a turtle dove singing in springtime. A pasuk that is found in Shir HaShirim, and is one reciting the Shachiyonu Berocha on a happy occasion, for you have sustained us in life. Some explain, my lips will rejoice that I was found worthy to sing praises to you, and that you redeemed my soul through my songs of praise. Another interpretation says, I will sing praises to you on account of my soul, which you have redeemed. You kept me from killing Sheol and blemishing my soul. Pasuk Chof Dalid, Pasuk 24. Gam leshoni kol hayom teged tzidkotzecho ki yivoshu ki chofru mevakshei ru'osi. My tongue too will tell of your righteousness all day, for they are ashamed, for they are humiliated who seek my hurt. I will thank you and acclaim your name. I will do so not only due to the redemption of my soul, but also because I will behold the shame and humiliation of my enemies and of those who seek my hurt. My tongue too will tell of your righteousness all day, for they are ashamed, for they are humiliated who seek my hurt. This also alludes to what our sages have taught, that when Shlomo brought the Oren into the newly erected Beis HaMikdash, the door stuck fast. Although he recited 24 songs of praise, it was to no avail. Then he recited, remember the faithful love of David your servant, a pasuk that's found in Divrei HaYomim Beis, and Hashem resurrected David. David approached the gates of the Holy Temple, and instantly the Oren was admitted. The faces of his enemies turned black as the rim of a cooking pot, but they now understood everything and realized that David lives on in the world to come. Thus the Torah says, let your mercies come to me that I may live, and put me not to shame in my hope. This is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. It is what David says in the present psalm, you who have made me see many grievous troubles will restore me to life again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You will then return me to my greatness through Shlomo and turn and comfort me. The faces of my enemies will turn black as the rim of a cooking pot. I am assured that you will seat me at the banquet of the righteous, and upon a goblet I will recite the grace after meals. Now we come to chapter 72. Pasuk 1. Lishlomo Elakim Mishpatecho Lemelech Tein Tzidkoscho Leven Melech. A psalm for Shlomo, O Hashem, your judgments give to the king, and your righteousness to the king's son. David composed the present psalm in honor of his son Shlomo, whom he crowned near the end of his life. Thus he concludes the psalm with the words, as we find in Pasuk Chof of this parak, this chapter, the prayers of David, the son of Yishai, are ended. He composed it at the very end of his days, lying in his bed. Nothing else happened to him afterwards that should inspire its commemoration in a psalm. Why then was the present psalm not placed at the end of the book of Psalms? For they wanted to conclude the book with those songs of praise that begin with Hallelujah. Or else we can say that the psalms in the book of Psalms were not composed in the chronological order of the events that inspired them. David HaMelech pleads on behalf of his son, if you want to bring judgment and suffering upon Shlomo, give your judgments to the king instead. Cast them upon me, your righteousness, but your charitableness and kindness bestow upon Shlomo, the king's son. These utterances attest to David's great love for his son. Our sages expound, David wanted his son to have the right to pass judgment without recourse to the testimony of witnesses, and without the need to warn the offender beforehand. Thus Hashem judges without recourse to witnesses and without warning. His plea was granted, and Shlomo HaMelech then adjudicated the case of the two harlots who each claimed the child as their own, as found in Melachim Aleph. David feared that what happened to Shaul would also happen to Shlomo. When he will have sinned, Hashem would crown another in his place. Accordingly, he entreated, your judgments give to the king, that is to say, cast the punishment to me instead, but your righteousness extend to the king's son. Some say that in his plea, David refers only to Shlomo. He's both the king and the king's son. Whenever Shlomo passes judgment, O Hashem, your judgments give to the king. Let him judge with great wisdom, his judgments to resemble your judgments. Similarly, our sages say, even as you pass judgment without recourse to witnesses, so shall he. As already noted, that is what he did when, in the absence of witnesses, he ruled in the dispute between the two women. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, David foresaw that his son Shlomo would ask Hashem to grant him a knowing and heedful heart in judgment, and he prayed that Hashem would grant him the Torah wisdom to rule justly. Accordingly, the Torah relates that subsequently Shlomo prayed, give therefore to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this vast people of yours? A pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. David further prayed that Shlomo should in fact judge the people, for upon judgment depends the stability of the world, as it says in Mishlei, the king by judgment establishes the earth. Yet our sages have said that Yerushalayim was destroyed for no other reason except that they established their words upon the word of the Torah. In other words, the judges did not go beyond the strict letter of the Torah law. We can learn from Hashem himself that this is improper, for his conduct of the world is based on both law and charitableness. Accordingly, David says here, O Hashem, your judgments give to the king. Indeed, let him, Shlomo, apply the rule of law, just as you rule by law the affairs of the earth, but also give your righteousness to the king's son. Just as you go beyond the rule of law, let Shlomo practice righteousness. Let him go beyond the strict letter of the law. A kingdom is sustained in the merit of justice and in the merit of good deeds, and Shlomo asked help in his soul to rule justly in those matters that require divine guidance, for it is not possible to know the ways of righteousness except from Hashem. Thus David says, O Hashem, your judgments give to the king to judge, and your righteousness good deeds to the king's son. According to the Talmud, the world stands upon three things, upon the rule of law or judgment, upon the truth, and upon peace. Corresponding to judgment, David pleaded for the rule of Torah law. O Hashem, your judgments give to the king. The king has the legally sanctioned right to rule, not only in accordance with the law, but also outside the law if necessary. Based on the royal prerogative, ruling by a king is a ruling. Hence, David prayed on behalf of Shlomo that the generation should not make it necessary for him to rule by royal prerogative. Thus he says specifically, your judgments, Torah law, rather than judgment by a royal fiat. Corresponding to truth, he said, your righteousness. Corresponding to peace, he said, let the mountains bear peace to the people and the hills throughout righteousness. The pasuk we're going to learn just in a few minutes. Another interpretation says, O Hashem, your judgments give to the king, to King David, so that he may wreak vengeance upon the nations, and to your righteousness, the wisdom of your judgments revealed to the king's son, Shlomo. The Medrash says, when David beheld the kings and the righteous men who descended from him, in comparison he called himself a poor man. The present prayer also says, the nation over which you rule should be your people. They will then require no help from other nations. Daniel thus counseled Nebuchadnezzar to dispense charity to the poor, including to the people of Israel. Pasuk base, Pasuk 2. Yadin amcha v'tzedek v'neyachuk v'mishpat, and he may judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. And he may judge your people with righteousness, let him judge them by righteous judgment, leaning neither to the left nor to the right, as it says, and judge them righteously between every man and his brother. Pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. Your poor with justice, if they rob the poor who have no one to stand up for them, punish the robbers by judging them with justice. David offered a special prayer that Shlomo should judge his people with righteousness, for it is particularly difficult to judge the people of Israel. As King Solomon said, for who is able to judge this your so vast a people? A pasuk that's found in Malachim Aleph. He also blessed him and your righteousness to the king's son. May Hashem bestow of his goodness upon Shlomo and hence enable him to emulate his father. For even as David administered justice, he practiced charitableness. Thus the Gemara relates, whenever David ruled that a poor man must pay a claim, he would then reimburse him from his own possessions. You're poor with justice. He should not distort justice against a rich man when the other litigant is poor. He should not yield to the desire to take from the affluent and give it to the needy, for this is included in the general prohibition of you shall not elevate the poor person. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. If two men come to him for litigation of their dispute, whether they be rich or moderate means, let him aim for a compromise. Judge your people with righteousness. But if he sees that there is no justice in a compromise, for instance, if one of the litigants is poor and the other is wealthy and a compromise would harm the poor man, let him judge them in accordance with the law. Hence the Torah says here, let him judge your poor with absolute justice. This also refers to the halacha that only a rich man is bidden to deal with the poor man in ways that transcend the dictates of the halacha. The pauper is not obliged to so conduct himself towards the rich man. Thus the Torah says here that he may judge your people with righteousness, which pertains to the affluent, and your poor with justice. There is no corresponding obligation on the part of the needy to conduct themselves in ways that go beyond the provisions of the law. The designation tzedek includes laws that pertain to monetary affairs, while the designation mishpat refers to crimes that involve capital punishment. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Yisu horim shalom la'am ugvo'os bitztaka. Let the mountains bear peace to the people and the hills to righteousness, charity. When Shlomo will judge the people with righteousness and justice, the mountains will bear peace to the people. The land of Israel will grow wheat in abundance, which brings peace between man and man. When there's a famine, strife among men is multiplied. How will the mountains bear peace to the people? when they bear fruit. In times of abundance, men's eyes are not narrowed against their fellows. Every man invites every other to sit under his vine and under his fig tree. Pasuk in Micha. The hills will bring them peace through charity. Peace will prevail on account of the charity that they do. Thus the Medrash says, is it then the mountains that bear peace? Rather, when the fruits are scarce, strife comes into the world. A man enters his friend's vineyard, and the other asks him, what are you doing in my vineyard? They begin to quarrel. When fruit is plentiful, however, a generous eye prevails, and there is peace in the world. As it says, on that day, says Hashem of the host, every one of you will invite his neighbor to come under his vine and under his fig tree, a pasuk that's found in Zechariah. Similarly, our sages expound further. Suddenly there came up from the Nile seven cows, fine-looking and healthy, and they grazed in the swamp. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. When the years are fine-looking, men become brothers, achim, to one another. There is love, reyus, and brotherhood, achva, in the world. The mountains bear peace. Mountains is also an allusion to kings and princesses. Let them all make peace with Shlomo. Shlomo is the namesake of peace. And when the queen of Sheba came, she came with greetings of peace, as found in the Lachem Aleph. When a king governs his country properly, there is then no fear of bandits to keep the people from walking in the mountains, and no fear of robbers to keep them away from the hills. Figuratively, it is as if the mountains themselves bear peace and the hills bear righteousness. Even the most remote locations are then not without courts of law that promote peace and righteousness. Let the mountains bear peace to the people. The people of high stature should be faithful intermediaries between the king and the people. The king should not repel them, but bring his friends close to him, even if they are of inferior status. Peace is the great good that a king can bring to his country. He should not be a man of avarice whose purpose is to exploit the people, contrary to the counsel offered by the young men to Rehoboam. The hills through righteousness, if a king desires to be just and charitable to those who love him, let him at least choose men of the stature of hills to be close to the mountains, the king. David has likewise elaborated on this matter later on in Tehillim. My eyes are upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. David prayed that Shlomo HaMelech should conduct himself with justice and uprightness, as we learned in the previous pasuk. This will then inspire the people to so conduct themselves. His deeds will then guide their deeds, and he will be spared the burden of having to admonish them. Our sages explain similarly what the Torah says about the Messianic king. But with righteousness will he judge the deprived and decide with equity for the poor of the earth. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Offhand, what will be so special in this? However, the Torah conveys that due to the influence of the King Mashiach's good and upright deeds, the people will no longer require to be judged. Hence, David goes on to say here, may he judge the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. It's in the next passage we're going to learn this. By meting out local and absolute justice, it will naturally follow that the oppressor will be crushed. Within the interpretation that this psalm refers to days of Mashiach, the present pasuk says that there will be great abundance due to the dew upon the mountains of Zion. Hashem will decree that a blessing of plenty extend from there upon the whole world. Thus the Zohar says, come and see. At the outset, when the Beis HaMikdash below was built, it was built by rage and judgment, as it says in Yirmiyahu, for this city has been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the future, Hashem will build it on a different plane, on a lofty plane called tzedakah, charitableness. As it says, in righteousness tzedakah will you be established. A pasuk in Yeshayahu. Indeed, it will be called by the name righteousness, as it says, and this is the name whereby he will be called. Hashem is our righteousness. A pasuk found in Yirmiyahu. Hence it says here, and the hills in righteousness which alludes to the Beis HaMikdash that will stand high upon the hill, the Temple Mount. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yishpoit Aniye Om Yoshia Livnei Evyon Vidake O Sheik. May he judge the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Please turn tape over to side